This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News. And it's our Ask the Doctor segment brought to you by Optum. We bring it to you every Tuesday at 6:35. And this month we are looking at the flu. We are entering into the flu season, and joining us right now to talk more about it is Dr. Kendra Robison, who is medical director and internist with Optum. And Dr. Robison, thank you, first of all, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, let's talk about flu symptoms, because I think there's a lot of misconception out there. We've been talking so much about coronavirus, but let's focus strictly, narrow it down on what are flu symptoms? What should we all be watching out for?
You know, the flu generally comes on really rapidly. I mean, you feel fine, and then just that evening, all of a sudden, you're achy in your body, and you wake or starting to run a temperature. Then usually you develop a cough and some of that runny nose, right, and congestion and headache and just feeling absolutely lousy, right? So it does come on really, really rapidly and can absolutely make you feel terrible. So it's an important thing that we try to prevent influenza. So influenza is respiratory. A lot of people sometimes think of maybe a GI bug, right, with the flu. But remember, influenza is a respiratory virus, and those are usually the symptoms.
Oh, so it's not necessarily feeling nausea, because that's what I always thought it was that you associated it with.
Yeah, I mean, usually not. Again, usually it's kind of the classic achiness that suddenly comes on, fever, chills, and then starting to develop kind of those upper respiratory symptoms of congestion and cough. So yeah, it's usually more upper respiratory. Some people can have some nausea, vomiting, GI symptoms with flu, so that can happen, absolutely. But I think it's important that people remember that influenza is primarily a respiratory illness.
Mm-hmm. And it can lead to death in people who, especially if you end up with, for instance, pneumonia, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, it is rare that people die from influenza, but they do every year. We have absolutely a huge amount of patients that unfortunately pass away from influenza. Usually they are people that are at high risk due to certain underlying medical conditions, but it really can happen to anyone. So those that are high risk, children are high risk, our adults 65 years and older, pregnant women are high risk, and then those, again, with underlying conditions. So it is a very, and can be a very serious illness.
Well, and I know that we've been talking so much through this pandemic over how to protect ourselves against spreading germs. And so a lot of that boils over into also how we prevent flu. But there's also the flu shot, which is a great preventative measure, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, really the best way that you can prevent that absolutely horrible seasonal flu that nobody wants to get is get your flu shot, right? It is very important. And it's really important that you get it every fall, because we have a new set of vaccines that come along every year for different strains. And so you want to do that every year to prevent the flu.
And what about people who do say that they caught the flu from getting the flu shot, or they got sick from getting the flu shot? Is that the case?
Yeah, so we do hear that often, you know, as clinicians, and really, no, the flu vaccine is created by an inactivated and killed virus, so it really cannot give you the flu. What can happen, though, is some people have some mild side effects from the flu vaccine, so you may have some of that soreness near the site, or you may feel a little nauseated, or you may feel a little bit of a headache, or just some slight achiness or low-grade fever. So sometimes people mistake that as the flu, and it may just be a very mild side effect. The other thing is some people can be exposed to other viruses even up to maybe 2 weeks before getting the flu vaccine. So it really is just that they get that viral illness right around the same time that they got their shot. And so that's sort of that misconception that the flu shot gives you the flu. It's really more related to those other issues.
Okay. And what are the basic ways that we can, beyond getting the flu shot, what can we do to be protecting ourselves?
Sure, yeah. You know, I think right now what we're doing, a lot of the things we're doing for COVID-19 will help stop the spread of flu as well. So you want to avoid close contact with people that are sick. You know, stay home yourself when you are sick. Wash your hands, right? I think people are really getting very good about washing their hands. Certainly cover your mouth and nose when you sneeze or cough, right? And then do try to avoid touching your face and your eyes and your mouth and your nose, right? We kind of all do that without realizing it, but that's how we spread germs. So really just try to keep those hands clean and kind of keep it away from your face. And then just make sure you're practicing a good, healthy lifestyle, right? Lots of fruits and vegetables and lots of water and just staying healthy, right? And eating nutritious foods. And that'll kind of keep you healthy during this flu season as well.
And get your sleep if you can. I work a weird shift, so I never get, it never feels like I get enough sleep, but I know that does help to keep you healthier and raise your immunity. We want to thank Dr. Kendra Robison with Optum. And of course, if you want to schedule an appointment to get that flu shot, you can go to cosprings.optum.com or give them a call at 719-522-1133. Dr. Robison, have a great day.
Oh, you as well. Thank you.